Well, hey, hi, how are ya? It is straight up 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. One of us is just running in the studio right now, and it's not me.
But I was here.
You were here.
I just happened to have my headphones in my drawer still.
But, yet once again, drink!
Uh-oh.
Actually, now that's two drinks.
Yeah.
Drink.
Shh.
One for walking in at 5:37, and one for not having your headphones.
Mm-hmm.
How do you forget your headphones?
It's not that I forgot them. I just was busy talking to you about football and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We were talking football the whole time.
And other stuff.
You still forgot them.
We were talking about all kinds of
stuff.
It's
not that you forgot them. You what?
We were talking, so I forgot to go get them.
Oh, well, you did
distracted.
Forget them. So you did forget them.
Yeah.
Anyway, 44 days till every skank's favorite holiday, Halloween.
Jeez.
What?
That's not a nice word to use.
Well, have you been out on Halloween?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
I dress like one of them.
Okay, there you go.
It doesn't mean that I am one. Just on...
Okay, wannabe skank.
Yeah, just on Halloween.
Okay, wannabe skank.
Jeez.
50 days till the election.
It's like less than 100 days to Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't have that one. But the most important is 60 days to Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay.
So should Amanda Bynes just quit driving altogether?
Why
now?
Is she driving?
I don't know.
She's got a suspended license.
Yep.
I don't even understand why she's driving. I'm sure she's got some money. She could probably take a cab. You know, or get a car service.
Yeah.
Or, hey, you know, grab a ride.
She's got some money. I don't think she has
a friend.
She doesn't have like Tom Hanks money.
Yeah, but I think she got some friends that could drive.
She's got a Klingon.
Yeah. Be like, hey, Sally, can you give me a ride to the store?
I mean, you want to drive my BMW?
Yeah. You know?
Some old friend from high school it?
You drive it so I don't get in trouble.
Instead, yesterday morning about 9 a.m., she got pulled over and got her car confiscated.
Yeah.
For driving without a license. Again.
Well, and then she had another mishap on Thursday night where she bumped another car from behind. She was trying to shield her face from the paparazzi. They didn't, like, exchange information and everything was fine. It was very minor. But, I mean,
so minor that it was nothing?
Right.
Yeah.
But still... Amanda Bynes, stop driving.
Yeah.
You've got a suspended license. You're not supposed to drive.
No, you're not.
That's why it's suspended.
I knew that. I also know that you're not supposed to, before you're 16 in the state of South Dakota, when you have the restricted license.
Yes. You're not supposed to get in a car accident?
Well, no, you're not supposed to get two tickets before you're 16, or then you get it revoked.
Yeah.
Which I did.
Way to go.
Because I got a red light ticket in Sioux Falls.
How do you get a red light ticket?
It was, when I say the intersection, you'll know what I mean. Either 6th or 8th and Cliff.
Okay.
The one where it's, the intersection isn't like perfectly lined up. And there's a big church right there.
Okay.
And there's like a big hedge on one side and a big house that's right next to the curb on the other.
All right.
And like... 20 years ago when I ran it, there was only like the one light low. There was not one overhanging over the street.
Oh,
I just didn't see it.
Oh,
and I ran it apparently and then went about another 8 or 10 blocks before I saw the lights in my rearview mirror. So I got that ticket and then I got popped for driving after hours before my suspension went into effect. I had sent my license card in.
Yeah.
But the suspension had not officially taken effect.
Oh.
So I didn't get it driving with the suspended license, but I did get after hours.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That was a bummer. So then, and I was only a month away from my 16th birthday. So then I lost it for 90 days, had to go down to Vermilion and retake the test.
That sucks.
Yeah, it did. Sure did suck. You know what else sucked yesterday was...
Vikings lost.
Yeah. Adam Vinatieri. Thank you. Why can't you be average when it counts? See, he's only awesome when it's all on the line. You know, it seems like every time I watch him kick a random field goal in the, you know, first part of the second quarter, he's prone to miss that one.
Yeah.
But when it's a game winner, in the most pressure-packed situation possible, he nails it every time.
Some people do well under pressure.
I guess so. He'll be the first Hall of Fame kicker. Unfortunately, it cost the Vikings yesterday.
Yeah, I turned it on with 30 seconds left because I was texted they're tied, and I was like, oh, let's turn it on.
So, I thought it was over.
So I turned it on, and then I was like,
and then they came back. They got that weird touchdown where it got tipped twice.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I was like, boy, this feels like last week.
Yeah, it sure did.
It really felt like last week a lot when I was watching it.
I'm officially going to jump on the Ponder bandwagon.
I like Ponder.
Yeah. Is it because he's hot or because he plays well?
Both.
Okay.
And he's number seven, like Joe Mauer.
Oh, good hell.
So that's why I'm debating if I want a number seven jersey or number 69 jersey. Debating.
I have a 69 jersey.
Do you?
Jared Allen?
Yeah, Jared Allen. I love him. He gets the crowd going at the games. It's so awesome.
Yeah. He's kind of a nutball, too.
I like him.
He has a... I don't know if he has his own show or if he just has his own segment on one of the Vikings shows on FSN.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's great, though. He's love watching him play. So.
He'll be on... If he wants to, he'll be on television afterwards somewhere, somehow.
So I've just got to decide which one I want.
It won't be as an analyst. He's way too goofy to be an analyst.
He's funny.
Oh, yeah. He's a funny dude.
Yeah. I like him. There's a lot of great characters on the Vikings team. What's the other guy's name that writes those funny letters?
Chris Cluey.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. He's hilarious.
Yeah. Google what he wrote about. It was all over the news recently.
Yeah.
I can't remember what state the politician was from, but
it's a southern state.
It was a Virginia or West Virginia. Anyway, I think it was West Virginia.
I don't remember, but
maybe it was Virginia.
Mississippi or
no,
something.
No, it wasn't. It was in the area around, because it was a player from Baltimore that he was telling to shut up.
Yeah.
Well, so I think it was Virginia.
Maybe. So, maybe that was it.
Anyway, or maybe it was Maryland. I don't know.
It was hilarious what he wrote, and it was awesome.
It was profane as could be.
It was awesome.
But it was very, very funny. And then last year before the player strike ended, some guy who's a blogger for Gawker, who played in the NFL for like 6 years and barely played, he was like ripping the kicker for talking. And so then he ripped him back and it was just awesome.
It really was. He is very, other than the swear words, I love how he puts things.
He's got to be a genius because he turned down Harvard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to go play at, because he wanted to punt at a big college.
Yeah.
Or a big football college. So he went to UCLA instead of Harvard. Which wow. Harvard has a football team, but nobody watches them.
Right. He's pretty awesome.
The couple other things, too, over the weekend. The American Idol judges are official now.
Yes, I read that also.
Mariah Carey, Keith Urban, Nicki Minaj, and Randy Jackson.
So they're going to have
your
four.
Your favorite dog.
I don't understand the whole four judge thing. I always think it should be odd numbers.
I don't get a rapper being on there. It's a singing competition.
Well, she can sing.
When she gets auto-tuned.
I suppose. But, I mean, she can sing.
I have no problem with Mariah Carey or Keith Urban.
Yeah,
Nicki Minaj is kind of like, really?
I think they're just going for name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
And then Kate Middleton's pictures have been published.
Mm-hmm.
You can go find them on the interweb.
We're not going to post them. But.
Over in Britain, like if the royal family says don't publish this, they don't publish it. It's kind of this unwritten law.
Right.
And well, the French don't give a damn. So they're publishing them. And like 200 and some photos are supposed to be published today.
Yeah.
Whoops. Okay. You're now the princess of whatever. Why? Are you anywhere out of doors with the possibility of a camera taking a photo and laying out topless?
I don't get it. Like, if you want to be topless, like, go in a tanning bed. I'm sure they have them over there.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know where the photos were taken, but I'm guessing some...
Maybe they were on a nude beach.
No, they weren't. She was, like, on a balcony of a hotel or something.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, it was just stupid. And the photos are super grainy. And way out of focus because they had to zoom as far as they're probably like a mile away with
a
sports lens.
Yeah.
And then when they blow them up to so that you can kind of make out what it is, you can't even tell it's her.
Yeah, but it might not even be her.
It probably is. Anyway. Okay, so we've got that. There's a bar in Mankato that's making some news. We'll get to that here coming up in a little bit. News is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We are going to top out today at a very, very chilly 63 today, which is kind of a little strange to actually say that that's going to be the high today, but it is.
That's yikes.
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Me, a procrastinator? I'll prove you wrong someday. Just you wait and see.
Someday. Hold my breath on that one.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is September 17th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because John Ritter would have been 64 today. He passed away in 2003 from an undiagnosed heart condition. His wife sued and won like $14 million.
Wow.
She was going for 67. Hockey player Alexander Ovechkin is 27 today. I guess he's kind of a big deal. Let's see here. Jimmy Johnson, not the former football coach that was on Survivor, the NASCAR driver. He's 37 today. Elvira,
I love her,
is 61 today. Somewhere there's audio of me as a three-year-old singing that song by the Oak Ridge Boys. I have no idea where it is. I've tried to find it too. Phil Jackson is 67. He's the Zen master of the formerly of the LA Lakers and Chicago Bulls. Anne Bancroft, none other than Mrs. Robinson.
Oh,
you're trying to seduce me, aren't you? Would have been her birthday today. She passed away in 2005, born in 1931. Also not the greatest day I've ever known, but it was a pretty good day in 1787 when the U.S. Constitution was signed by a majority of the delegates attending the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. 1935, Brooklyn Dodgers outfielder Len Konecki was killed attempting the first skyjacking. Konecki was furious that he'd been cut by the Dodgers, so he took his frustrations out on a flight over Canada. But while he was trying to take control of the plane, he was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher and killed.
Oh!
Yeah, don't mess with the stewardess. I mean, flight attendant. 1949, Warner Brothers released the first Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote cartoon. 1949. It's weird. My daughter has gotten into Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
She was watching one the other day on DVD, and the date at the beginning of it, like they always showed the title at the beginning of stuff back then.
Right.
1950.
Yeah, Thea loves watching it, too. It's weird.
And she had... I was like, did you know this cartoon is only... Nana and Papa are 2 years older than this cartoon. And Crystal didn't even realize they were that old.
Wow.
1967, The Doors performed Light My Fire on The Ed Sullivan Show. Before the show, Jim Morrison promised to change the line, "Girl, we couldn't get much higher," then sang it anyway. MASH premiered on CBS on this day in 1972, ran for 11 seasons. 1 year ago today, the Occupy Wall Street movement began in Zuccotti Park in New York City.
Yay.
Yeah. They smelled really good after about a month.
Ugh.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it is the birthday of a television legend, an icon, and you don't even know his name, his real name.
Okay.
His name is Kevin Clash.
I don't know who
he's
that
52
is.
Today. Here's how you know him.
Elmo, Katie seemed a little sad that your play date got cut short. Are you?
Oh, well, we'll have another one. Elmo loves Miss Katie, and we had a good time. So we'll have another play date.
You are going to have another play date.
Yes, yeah. Yes, Miss Katie. Come. We'll have another play date.
The voice of Elmo is 52 today, and that's why today, September 17th, is...
I'm so juvenile.
Yeah, what's coming up in the dirt?
Are Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson back together? I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
Andy and Mel, brought to you by Kosama. Are you ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, and the money-back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at Kosama.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 642 up to 63 today. Probably see some rubber rain. I said it that way on purpose. because apparently that's how I typed it in. Rain. Oh, drink! You got three already. It's not even 7 o'clock yet.
It's because I was coughing and I turned off I didn't want to cough on the air.
Well, I appreciate that.
So I turned off my mic.
And
I thought I turned it back on.
Yeah. That's good work. So, anyway.
Damn it.
Yeah, three already.
It's all right. You had 10 last week.
I know.
No,
you're
12.
At three, and we're only on day one.
You had 12. What is that?
It has finally happened. When you make a wish upon a star.
Oh, yeah. At Disney World.
All your dreams can come true.
They can?
They can come true.
Really? What is my dream at Disney World?
In the 41 years that Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom has been open in Orlando, they had a strict zero alcohol policy.
Unless you are at one of the hotels.
Well, they've been forcing people to have fun with their families without being able to take the edge off with a few beers. And that ain't right. So now, as of November, you'll finally be able to have a few drinks when you're at Disney's World or Disney World's Magic Kingdom. Now, this is just the Magic Kingdom.
Only the Magic Kingdom.
The hotel we were in had beer.
Yeah,
had
and that was on Disney properties.
Yeah, it's just they weren't allowing it in the Magic Kingdom because I'm guessing they didn't want drunks running around. But
makes sense.
Maybe they finally figured out that for some of us to tolerate other people's children, we gotta be a half popped. I wish I could have had a few beers when we were down there.
Would have been fun, yeah.
I mean, it was
especially
a little early.
Especially while you're waiting in line, you know? It was a little early.
Yeah, but I wonder how long it'll take before the first person yaks drunk on the Mountain.
Exactly what I was thinking. I cannot imagine being drunk and being on Space Mountain. Like, that would be bad.
I would never want to go to any amusement park hammered.
No.
Or get hammered there.
Plus, no.
You know, as much as the toys I bought Jackie were, it would cost me like $100,000 to get drunk.
Right? Yeah, how much is a beer going to be? $20?
There's a new Beauty and the Beast-themed restaurant called Be Our Guest. It's opening in November, and it will serve beer and wine during dinner. Spokesman for Disney says the restaurant will serve French cuisine and, quote, you cannot walk into a French restaurant and not get a glass of wine or beer.
Makes
and if there's
sense.
One
that
thing they're
sense.
Good at Disney World, it's being authentic.
They are.
It is. You know, before I went there, I swore I would never take my kids there because I thought it would drive me insane. And it still would. But after going there, it was like, wow, this is really cool.
It is amazing there.
But
it really is.
The tip we'll give you is go early in the morning.
Yes.
At specific times of the year.
Yes.
And
when we went October.
It was October. It wasn't bad, but like the best time to go is like our voice guy, BC, he was like telling me one day what the best times of year to go were because he actually used to work there years and years ago. And it was like, I want to say it was like right after Thanksgiving is a great time.
That makes sense.
And right after Christmas and New Year's.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Are like two of the best times to go.
Yeah, but, and if you're going to go on the theme parks and the rides, like seriously go early. And the ones that you want to go on, do that right away.
Yeah. Get there super early. We got an email over the weekend. It's one of our poll questions today. I don't have the other one ready yet.
Okay.
But anyway, this was from a mom who wanted to know. Oh, I'll just read the email. Hey, Andy and Mel, I was hoping you would talk about my issue on your show so I can find out what other people think. I have a 16-year-old daughter, and she's going through that phase where she keeps bugging me about putting a lock on her door. When I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to have a lock on my door, neither was my husband. I don't want her locking herself in there doing who knows what, especially when her boyfriend is over.
Mm.
I still remember how I was at that age. I was so honest of you. Unfortunately, our daughter knows how to wear her daddy down, and now my husband's actually considering it. He still sees her as a little girl and foolishly thinks he can just trust her no matter what. So, would you let your teenager get a lock on their door?
I think that it depends on the circumstance.
What circumstance would you be okay
with? Well,
if there was
little brothers in the house.
Oh, okay.
You know, and they're trying to change your privacy, that kind of thing.
Or just being incredibly annoying in general.
Right. I can see that.
It wouldn't stop the being annoying, though. It would.
No.
That would still continue through the door.
But it would stop them from coming in unannounced. Yeah. And, you know. So I can see that. That would be okay. If I would probably be okay with it if the boyfriend was over, but I would not let them hang out in the room, in her room.
No.
I would be like in public area domains only, kitchen, living room, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, when your boyfriend comes over, I'm taking the door off the wall.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, there would be rules, but I think if there's something like that going on,
yeah,
where there's a younger sibling being annoying, sure.
Go vote on our poll right now at hot1047.com or let us know what you think. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 655. We're going to top out at 63 today. Some rain is possible. A little frosty tonight. Okay, so this is just weird. A bar in Minnesota, in Mankato, actually. It's called Pub 500. Never been there.
Me neither.
They just installed the first ever in-bar pregnancy test dispenser. The test only costs $3.
I read this yesterday.
That's a hell of a lot less than you would get them in a drugstore.
Yeah.
The company that installed the dispenser says they hope women who think they might be pregnant will take the test at the bar. And if they find out they are pregnant, then that would keep them from drinking alcohol.
That would just be weird.
Which is a good idea, but at the same time,
it would be weird.
Who's going to buy one in a bar?
It would be weird. Seriously, I would feel like embarrassed.
Oh, I know.
To buy that? I mean, maybe it's inside the ladies' room. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, it looks like it is.
And maybe that would make it better, but still. Weird. I don't even know how I feel about it. I mean, I don't know. I get the idea of it. I like the idea.
Looks like it's next to the mirror in the bathroom, so you could have some privacy, potentially, if there's no one else in the bathroom at the time.
Depends how busy the bar is.
It would depend on that.
Because I've been in a bar before where there's ladies waiting in line to go to the bathroom, yeah. You know? So you're going to sit there and wait your 3 minutes,
well,
4 minutes, or whatever.
Maybe they're all in line just to take a pregnancy test. Who knows?
Oh, I don't think so.
The NFL has been using replacement refs so far this season.
Yes.
Nothing too horrible had happened until yesterday. This is the last thing they wanted to hear. They had to replace one of the replacements. A guy by the name of Brian Stropolo was assigned to work the Saints-Panthers game. The NFL removed him from the game because his Facebook page was full of photos and comments about what a huge Saints fan he was.
Oh.
They replaced him with an alternate. They usually have an alternate on scene. I don't know if they do with the regular crews, because I've seen them have to go one short before when someone got hurt or something.
Oh.
So, yeah. There was pictures on his Facebook of him at a Saints game. Outside, and another one with him wearing all this Saints gear and stuff.
Yeah, he can't be a ref for that game.
No. That's not. Probably not a good idea.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But what? Why would you put that on Facebook? You know, if I was actually going to get a job as a replacement ref, I would not have any pictures of me or anything to do with the Vikings on my Facebook. Because I would want to keep my job as long as I could.
Right.
You know?
That's
kind of obvious,
cool,
isn't it?
Cool gig there.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Yeah. No, wow. I'm a huge Vikings fan, so I wonder if he would have made a call in the Saints' favor.
I mean, I think that he would still be fair, don't you think?
I think if I was... Because I actually am a football ref for high school, and I actually did do a Beersford game one time.
Yeah.
And I had no problem throwing flags against Beersford.
Yeah, so I think you would remain biased in that situation, don't you think?
You mean unbiased?
Unbiased. You'd remain unbiased.
I think I could be, but if anyone found out that I was a Vikings fan and it comes back, then they could... You just don't even want to deal with it.
Right.
You know, if I was that guy, I would have said, look... In my previous life, before I was a replacement official, I was a Saints fan, or I am a Saints fan. I should be taken off this game.
Right.
And if he had done that, then I don't think there would have been you know, people would have probably said, oh, good job. Honest guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I would have done. But
can you imagine when you got what game you had to ref?
Yeah. You get the assignment.
You'd be like, oh,
sweet saints. Can't wait. Yeah. So we've got news on the way. We also have some zoo tickets to give away here this morning. We'll do that coming up before 7:30. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.